All right. Good afternoon out there, Sandpoint. What a great song to lead in what we're doing. It really is a quest to be sowing the seeds of love. You've got it tuned to 97.1 KSPT, Sandpoint's premier talk radio station. And today, as per usual, I'm blessed to just be in the presence of some incredibly articulate, intelligent, and wonderful people in all levels. We're going to talk about the spiritual space and building community and fostering opportunities for attending church while being here in Sandpoint. So I've joined today with Pastor Kyle Bostick of North Southern Church, and as well as Pastor Alyssa McLaughlin from Cedar Hills, and a woman that I've known for a few years that just wears so many hats and so many hats admirably. She is a loving mother, a loving wife, an incredible friend to anybody who will give her space in life, and just blessed to have her. Her name is Mikkel Myers. And Mikkel, if you would just say hi to Sandpoint, say hi to the community, tell us a little bit about what you do professionally, and then maybe just share with us a Bible verse that always makes you feel incredible.
Thank you so much, Toshi. I am so honored to be here, especially speaking about this topic. I do wear many hats, as most people I know do. I'm a mom, a wife. I'm leaning into my teaching, doing some homeschool teaching, music teaching. I'm a musician, and I'm in the healing space a bit, too.
Excellent. Yeah. Maybe we'll visit a little bit more about that before the end of the show and find out more about the you know, because I do know that you take a very serious approach to health and the sort of things that we allow into our bodies, both spiritually and physically. And so now joining us from Cedar Hills Church, again, is Pastor Kyle Bostick. And if you could just, from North Summit is Pastor Kyle Bostick. If you could just share with us for a moment the location, where I could find your church, if there's any online resources available, and then again, maybe a Bible verse that is important to you and makes you feel wonderful inside.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's great to be a part of this conversation today. These are some of the conversations that I'm excited about. This is what our community needs, We're on Division Street, right next to the library. Right down there in the hub of everything, we have weekly worship services, 8 a.m., 9:30, and 11. So we have three of them. You can catch them online as well at northsummit.com. So we stream all of our services there as well.
Interesting. Now, you stream them live. Are your services also archived? Can somebody go onto the site and see previous experiences?
Yeah, so we archive all of them. So throughout the week, you can watch the whole service, and then they're archived at the end of the week.
Yeah, that's amazing for a person like myself. You know, I've always been in the hospitality industry, which is very weekend, very heavy on the weekends. And when I was younger, there was a church that offered a Wednesday night service that would fit into my schedule a little bit better. So to know that those resources are available for my own viewing pleasure at any time, that's definitely a value to have within the community. So then flanking us from Cedar Hills is Pastor Alyssa McLaughlin. Now, Alyssa, again, share with us a little bit about where I could find your church, what time your services are offered, and any influence you have in that direction.
Yeah, so Cedar Hills, we're out in Kootenay. We're close to Kootenay Elementary School in Lighthouse there on McGee Road. And we also have three gatherings on Sunday, 8:30, 9:45, and 11:15. And we have it live streamed as well as archived on YouTube. You can catch us anywhere there.
Oh, that's such an elevation from what I experienced when I was younger. Because again, before call waiting, right? Like life was a little different.
Completely.
And now we have access to so many resources. Incredibly, there was a taffy shop that I used to go to with my friends growing up that if you quoted a Bible verse, they would give you a free piece of taffy. And my one buddy, Robert, notoriously, every time he would walk in and just go, "Jesus wept," and then put his hand out. Like, you know, two words, get
Brilliant.
It done. Yeah. For me, one that I've always held close to my heart is Psalm 118:6. I walk with the Lord and I have no fear, for what can man do unto me? And what that's always meant to me is there's really very little to be fearful for, because ultimately you're in God's hands. As far as a Bible verse that stands out, anything that you remember through your days, Mikkel?
Toshi, that's so funny. That was my verse. The way I remember it is, "The Lord is with me. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do to me?" So I'll pivot, though, and one that's always with me, too, is, of course, John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth in me shall not perish, but have everlasting life." That, yeah.
Over the course of time, we will open up exposure here at KSBT to other church leaders. So not to think that this is just exclusive for any particular churches. This is just the group that I have gathered today. And it's important to note that, you know, this roundtable discussion we're having, it doesn't necessarily mean the views of Blue Sky Broadcasting. It's just a chance to explore that divinity space and that spiritual space. So let's leave it at that. A couple good Bible verses to marinate on, and we'll come back just on the other end of this commercial break, and we'll dive a little bit deeper into this.
Sun Rental Center has been consistently reliable since 1979. Whether you're a large contractor or a homeowner with an important project, Sun Rental Center is your number one call for equipment rental and services. They go the extra mile, offering hourly, daily, weekly, monthly, and longer rental options with industry standard products from John Deere, Doosan, Genie, JLG, MultiQuip, Ditch Witch, Makita, Honda, Steel, and more. Sun Rental Center is open in Sandpoint Monday through Saturday from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m.
Just like the Bulldogs push the pace on the court, Ziply Fiber brings the speed at home with fiber internet up to 50 gig right here in Sandpoint. No contracts, no hassles. Just fast, reliable fiber internet that keeps every highlight, buzzer beater, and post-game recap streaming without buffering. Plans start at just $35 per month with Wi-Fi equipment included. So whether you're streaming at home, checking stats, or celebrating another Bulldogs win, do it with Ziply Fiber. Visit ziplyfiber.com to get started.
Did someone say spring? Sandpoint Superdrug is your spring supply center. The Ace Hardware Department has power tools, hand tools, and gardening supplies for all your spring chores and projects. They also have the best gifts and supplies for spring holidays. Check out their entire new gift collection. Worried about spring allergies? Sandpoint Superdrug's Nutrition Center and Clinical Services can help with those too. Come in and talk to an associate today. Sandpoint Superdrug is Sandpoint's original one-stop shop.
How's college?
Well, I'm studying power grid cybersecurity.
More efficient water infrastructure in cities.
Using AI to help process sugar beets.
AI on sugar beets.
You know, fast intelligent load shedding, inertial compensation measures, microgrid control systems, seamless islanding.
To make sure the processing plant is safer and more efficient.
So that we all have clean water.
To make sure Idaho's power grid stays safe from attacks.
Sounds like we're in good hands.
University of Idaho is Idaho.
How did you sleep last night? I'm Jody for Sandpoint Furniture. We know that shopping for a mattress can be confusing and sometimes stressful. Here at Sandpoint Furniture, we will take time to fit you with the perfect sleep system. Whether it's for the master bedroom, a guest room, or maybe something for the kiddos. We carry 30 different models to choose from, and most are in stock at our location in Ponderay. Our showroom is designed for you to try all of our mattresses in a comfortable, no-pressure environment. Sandpoint Furniture, your local sleep expert since 1945.
Now is the best time to have a stove corral. Replace that old poor performing wood stove with a new high efficiency Blaze King. Experience a much longer burn time while consuming 30% less wood. Blaze King manufactures the three most efficient wood stoves in the world. Sound too good to be true? Come by the Stove Corral to learn more about the Blaze King difference. Located in Ponderay, open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Come by the Stove Corral.
News Talk 97.1.
Lift me up from that place where I was feeling so low.
Lift Me Up From That Place. That is Lift Me Up by Adam Lasher. And again, if you have the opportunity, check it out. It is one of those songs that'll have your toes tapping and your heart lifting and elevating. Now, I think a lot of us have a common experience. When we're young, we're introduced to church through attendances with our family. But we don't quite have enough life experience and nuance to really bridge that gap into having a curiosity for divinity and then establishing like a connection to, connection to divinity. So, Mikkel, in the course of your life and your growth, when was it that you noticed that you'd kind of moved into that next place where you could feel a very noticeable and palpable relationship and connection between you and God?
That one's easy. It was really a case of ask and you shall receive. I was 21 and my father had just passed, like that evening. And I wanted to know where he was. I grew up in a Lutheran church and I really believed in God. I was very spiritually curious, but something didn't totally click in my upbringing and I was in my exploratory phase and I wanted to know, where is my dad? And he came to me in a dream and it was quite profound. I'll save the details, but I wrote a song about it, and he just made it very clear. Your mom is right. She is with Jesus. You are right, or he is with Jesus. You are right as well. And he just said to me in that dream, I'm going home, with the biggest smile ever. And it was just profound. And that was kind of my invitation to just be at peace with my own relationship with God and grow in a different way.
Now, when you had that moment, what effect did you notice, if any, that it had on your behaviors and your attitudes and the things that you did moving forward?
To be honest, some guilt was lifted. And again, it was like permission to actually pursue my relationship with God and Jesus on my own terms. My mother gave me a wonderful spiritual foundation, and I needed to find my own path in my own way. And that was a turning point for that.
Do you see a little bit of symmetry when looking at the experiences you had with your mother at that age and now the experiences you're having with your own children in these times?
Symmetry in that I understand the breadth or the deep desire to give that foundation. There's nothing more important. And I'm trying to do it my way, which is more autonomy for my daughter and really accepting her own curiosity. I'm very grateful that she's extremely interested in her faith and exploring that on her own with our support. And I want it to be her journey with me guiding and watching and supporting, whatever that looks like.
We're going to revisit that curiosity in just a moment as it plays into kind of a deeper part of this theme. But pivoting to Alyssa, now, similar question, but for you and Kyle, it wasn't just a realization of a connection between you and God, but obviously there was a passion and a drive there to become a leader and to be someone who shares the word of God with others. So when did you notice that sort of inspiration well up inside you, and how did that manifest?
Yeah, great question. I actually was not raised in the church, but my grandparents were the one that really taught me about the Lord. And so I grew up with just this deep affinity for loving Jesus. And so it wasn't until I was in high school that my family decided to start going to church. And it was just everything in me, it was like I found home, you know, a place to kind of put in this container of this love for Jesus, and a place where I felt like this is where I belong. And so to answer your question about where did I find my calling, I think I ran from it for a very long time. Right after I graduated high school, I went to Portland Bible College, and everybody asked, well, are you going to become a pastor? And I was like, oh gosh, no, absolutely not. Well, then surely you want to marry a pastor. And I was like, no, actually I don't, not at all. and I just wanted more of Jesus. I wanted to understand who he was more. And so even taking my role at Cedar Hills, I started as a bookkeeper there. And it just slowly, I felt the invitation of his spirit just inviting me into these other spaces. And my education just continued to grow. And the more that I learned, it was just like, who is not going, like, if it's not you that's going to be telling, then who? And I have equipped you to speak. And I've called you into this space. Are you going to obey?
Well, that's beautiful to see you use the gifts given to you in that direction. Tell us about how that played out in your adolescence or your upbringing, Kyle. How did you get to a place where you realized you wanted to be a spiritual leader, helping to guide people into that same sort of deep love for God?
Yeah, I was very fortunate to grow up with the Christian faith as kind of a family inheritance. From my first Sunday of being born, I was in church. But like anybody, you know, you come to that place where you got to decide for yourself if that's true. And is this something that you really believe? Is this just an accessory to life, or is this something that actually defines who I am? And, that came early in my teen years. You know, I asked a lot of those questions, in those early teen years about, you know, what worldview actually makes sense of the world, and how does that really map onto, does that really map onto reality? Does this make sense? Does this actually work? And when I started digging deeper and having conversations with mentors and friends and pastors And the more I study, the more convinced I became that Christianity gave me the answers to all of those questions in a way that other belief systems, especially in that time, the things that were being pushed is more of a humanistic, you know, secular system of things that were being pushed on the culture. And I began to see that the world that those systems of belief would produce and the end game of those was not something that I would want my kids to inherit. And so as I saw that, I began to, you know.
You touched on a great point where you said kind of, you know, you had a personal investigation to find out what was true. And Mikkel mentioned about the joy that she's seen in seeing her daughter have her own kind of inquisitive nature about trying to dive deeper into her connection with spirituality. So I start by asking, you know, Mikkel, when talking to your kids, what do you find to be a simple and powerful way that you can inspire and illuminate the existence of God, that the existence of God really holds more intelligence to it than life just being a random sequence?
Well, as much as we'd like to shield them from the state of the world, that is not possible right now. And I went through my own grief with that, to be honest. Like, wow, we're raising kids in these times. They have awareness, and I also feel they're here for it and prepared for it. And so the conversation for me usually comes from a place of, which path are we choosing? And these things that we see in the world that are so wrong and so scary, what's the other way? What are we here to do? And I think I'm answering your question, but it's just so profound to me because we have all these assaults on humanity and society related to materialism and, you know, greed and gluttony and, you know, sins. And the other way is a path of light. And I just try to gently, by example, to the best of my ability, model that we're here to be followers of Christ and to walk this narrow path.
Yeah, I had a spiritual leader one time say something kind of inspirational to me. He said, and I was talking about some of the problems that exist in the world outside of our own hands, and he kind of responded. He's like, you know, they're always going to do what they're going to do. You're always going to do what you want to do. And the way that you choose what lens to look at the world through and look at life through, when you have this template of success and of this you know, energy with God, it becomes a lot easier to feel like the buoyancy of the good can always continue to have an effect on what we perceive to be lacking. What does it look like when you go from recognizing that you have a calling to now being skilled and have the experience and expertise needed to now become a pastor? Is there a divinity school? Is there curriculum? Was there something that you did in studies in that way, Kyle, that helped to prepare you for where you are now?
Yeah, when I decided that, you know, I got that call very early on in life in my high school years that was something that I wanted to pursue. And so I pursued formal education. I went to Bible college for 4 years, and then I went and got my master's after that. And those were, you know, very helpful in giving you kind of the tactical things. But when we talk about the Christian faith, it's all about relationship. It's all about community. And so I think in a lot of ways, the things that prepared me for that have a lot more to do with those informal educational moments in life where conversations with my mom and my grandma about faith and mentors and friends and small groups and those, I mean, really a lot of those discussions that you have with people around the fire pit at night, you know, where you're talking about things and being honest and open. And so, yeah, there's a formal aspect of it, but there's also just doing life together through it that God begins to equip and build into you.
Yeah. And yeah, it's kind of, you know, the where any two are gathered, right? When you're just philosophizing, the Spirit is there with you. So just to kind of put a quick end to the segment, Alyssa, when you were doing your studies, aside from the Bible itself, what did you come across possibly as being a great resource to give somebody who's new and trying to explore the development of their faith?
Yeah, that's a great question. It really depends on the person, honestly, and the conversations that we're having. I don't have one that's like a prescriptive, this is the book you need to read. I think it really just depends on the relationship that you're having. Like, is somebody experiencing trauma? Is somebody experiencing, like, as a parent, how do you navigate this life, you know, with your kids? And how do you pass that along well and that legacy well without cramming it down their throats? You know, how do you, it really, so I wish I could say there is this thing, this silver bullet, but it's these moments of ask, seek, and knock, you know, that Jesus calls us to.
We find epiphanies in so many varied forms, you know, and they say that when the student is ready, the teacher appears, and you can be watching maybe just a sitcom and hear somebody say something, and it just strikes something within you because you've already been kind of nurturing and manifesting that inside. Definitely amazing conversations being had. We're going to take a quick moment to hear from our sponsors, and then we'll get right back into it. You're listening to 97.1 FM Talk Radio, KSPT.
Ritz Transmission and Performance in Bonners Ferry, now offering new services. Transmission repair to manual and automatic. U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonners Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ritz Transmission and Performance. 6878 Main Street in Bonners Ferry.
The savings continue with Bi-Mart's current savings book. Find it online or pick one up in-store today. Select Pepsi brand 12-packs or buy two, get one free, and are just $8.29 each. Papa Nicholas 80-count single-serve coffee pods are sale priced at $23.99. Save $2 on Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, sale priced at $24.99. And find 1.5 cubic feet of bagged filthy rich potting soil for $8.99. Find even more savings in-store with our extra member discounts only at Bi-Mart.
Upgrade your internet for less with our best offers ever. Get fast, reliable Vive internet starting at just $25 a month. A price that's locked in. Includes all equipment and whole home Wi-Fi powered by Eero. Plus a $100 gift card when you buy online. But don't wait. These unbeatable offers won't last forever. Visit ViveBroadband.com today to sign up. Offer ends March 31st. Limited to new qualified residential customers. Certain installations, activation, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to data plan. Visit ViveBroadband.com for all restrictions.
Spring and summer in North Idaho. For so many of us, our favorite time of year. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, reminding us all that when we do crank, slide, and shove those windows open, that it's the favorite season for bugs, too. Many of you know by now that Selkirk Glass and Cabinets is the place to bring your screens in need of repairs. We can rescreen and repair them or build you new ones. We also offer professional installation of the retractable screen doors. There when you need them, out of sight when you don't. So remember, for all your home screening needs, it's Selkirk Glass and Cabinets. That's the place to go.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. Chevrolet and Taylor & Sons have designated March as Truck Month, and the centerpiece is Silverado 1500 trucks. As part of Truck Month, Chevrolet has provided Taylor & Sons with a kickback for every new Silverado 1500 sold during the month of March. Without getting too far into the inside baseball, Taylor & Sons decided to make it easy and pass this money back to you. What this means is the lowest prices of the year on every new 2026 Chevrolet Silverado 1500. The timing is perfect, as Taylor & Sons currently has the entire Silverado 1500 Spectrum in stock and ready for delivery. Suspension modified, diesel and gas engine, short and long boxes, work ready to ultra luxury, Taylor & Sons has it in stock. Discounts as high as $10,000 off MSRP and new well-equipped Silverado 1500 trucks starting at under $46,000 plus taxes and fees. You can view our entire inventory of new Silverado 1500 trucks online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
So let's dive in a little bit here. And again, to remind you, you're on 97.1 FM Talk Radio, KSPT. But to dive in a little bit to what we experience when we're in a fellowship and when we're in a church community on a Sunday, when you think about what aspects are available, there's the conversations you have with other families before and after church. There's the worship music. There is the themes. What is it, Mikkel, that you and your family enjoy most about the rhythm of a church service?
Music is huge, and I know both these churches, Cedar Hills and North Summit, have that as a huge emphasis. Real music, real musicians, different people. I seek that, and that feeds my soul, and I know my family's to be able to participate in it and the energy of that. Also, the fellowship, of course. This is such a beautifully small town, and just having that other aspect of life where you might see somebody on a soccer field or at the market, but then to be able to have a shared faith, there's something really special there. And so that's drawn me, us, mostly the community has guided our choices as far as where we're seeking fellowship.
Do you look for, when your pastor is giving the theme of their message and the main, you know, the main meat on the plate, where do you find the appropriate balance or the balance that you look for in the theme being supported by actual biblical scripture and having that being kind of worked into the framework of how the message is being delivered?
Well, I really appreciate sticking with the words of Jesus to a big extent. And I think that's something we can rely on. I have a little bit of a conspiratorial mind about the canonization of different books and things. So if there's an emphasis on Jesus and his teachings, that feels really good to me. And I also am deeply touched, and Kyle has actually made some really profound connections and services between the state of the world and the Bible.
Yeah.
And that's so important, because I can see my daughter especially kind of looking at me sideways like, oh, they're talking about this too a little bit. And it takes a village. I need that message to be coming from outside our family. And it just personally affects me a lot to hear those connections and to know that there are people in this community who want this message and who want to look more deeply at the spiritual implications of what's happening in the world.
I don't know if it's still done. I did have one version of a Bible when I was growing up where everything that Jesus said was printed in red ink. And so me and my friends, we used to call it the red ink. Like, the red ink is where the real juice is. That's where the real heart of the matter is. Kyle, when you're kind of framing up what you're going to be doing at your church, say, over the next 8 weeks, do you find that you do your theming in a way to where you're building towards a bigger message, or do you find that you really try to build 8 individual services that stand alone as being something that, you know, for somebody who can't attend every week, that one service has got everything you need to illustrate the theme that you're working on?
Yeah, we kind of do a little bit of both. So we typically will go through a book of the Bible and just work our way through it as we go. But we also want to, as you walk away from every message, it should be connected to how then shall I live. So there's always an application for today as you walk away from that. But then there's a continuity across the teaching as we go through. So sometimes our series are a little bit longer than others. We're currently in the book of Hebrews as we're working our way through. And then we'll also pick Bible verses or Bible books that hit on a particular issue. If there's things that we're seeing that we want to address and there's a book that hits on that, then we'll say, okay, we're going to go on this next. So we primarily do it that way. We will oftentimes in the summer, we do a team teaching model. So we always have these little things that are on our hearts that we want. So we give some space in the summer just to be able to hit those one-off messages that we want. So we kind of do it both ways.
Well, I think there's a lot of merit and value to what you expressed as far as integration, right? So not just to inform your parishioners, but to also let them see how that becomes an intelligent way to integrate that practice into your life as you move away, you know, move outside of the church and start to move into the world around us. Alyssa, you know, we talked a little bit about this on break. In a time that's kind of become hyper-polarized in our world politically, how do you shape messages that will be well-received amongst all that attend? How do you create articulations that are effective for the church scholar, the novice, the passionate, the disenchanted? Is there any additional kind of any leaning into that you do as you're preparing your messages?
So every gathering that we have, we are focused and we believe that we have people who are walking in our doors for the first time who's never heard the message of Christ. And so we want to be able to have every message be able to reach them. In addition, we also want to make sure that we are reaching those who have been Christ followers for their whole life and that there is a challenge in there for them as well. And so we'll cater our language and how we speak, and we'll make sure that we have everyday stories that can connect and relate as we're telling the stories that are in the Bible. And so, but going back to even what you had said about just Jesus's words and that red letter Bible, I think that the verses that have been speaking to me personally lately is from Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. And it's the words of Jesus that just says, "Are you tired? Are you worn out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Watch how I do it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me, and you'll learn to live freely and lightly.
And you say establish, that's red ink, so that's kind of the teachings of Jesus himself.
Yeah. And so just like, how do we then, for the person who's walking in the door for the very first time, hear that message of Jesus? And I've been following Jesus for my whole life, and those words ring so true to my heart. And so how do we then live in that way?
Especially when you express an acceptance outside of righteousness, because again, we're all gonna trip and fall. And
come as you are.
Exactly. You know, and again, find respite in me. Where do you believe Scripture gives insight to social influences that are righteous and foster community and acceptance?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Well, when you look at your studies, like, how do you find that the Scripture supports building community and building grace within people?
Yeah. So I think that's modeled everywhere in the New Testament in the first century church. It is all about community. You look through and Acts, if you read through that, they are all in with one another. And I think there's something too, we are required, you know, it says don't forsake gathering together, because there is something beautiful that happens when we are living life with one another, when we're invested in seeking Jesus together, because you know, life is difficult sometimes, and we need one another to help remind us of, like, why are we on this path together? Who is the one that's setting our course for us when we're feeling like we're tossed around by the sea, that we need each other?
And I think you can see in many aspects of what we do physically in society, just by doing it in a group setting, you kind of achieve more than you'd be maybe most commonly able to achieve on your own. You know, I think about, like, people who go to spin classes. You know, if you got a exercise bike at home, you might ride it for a few minutes and take a break.
Absolutely.
But when you've got 25 people pouring with you and just carrying that vibration, sort of same dynamic. We all have the opportunity to do Bible study at home, but also the ability to do it in a communal setting does help to elevate the experience of everybody in that way. Talk to me just very briefly about, Kyle, what the typical rhythm of a service at North Summit is. You know, how much time is dedicated to music? Where do you find spaces for prayer? You know, what do you emphasize when it comes to Bible study? And how much time do you then allocate to the main heart of your message and your theming?
Yeah, so our services run about an hour and 5 minutes, depending on which one of us is preaching on the day. We always begin with worship and adoration. We have contemporary worship. And so that's a big part of what we do on Sunday mornings, is bringing everybody together. When we talk about community, the church has always been a singing people. A singing people is an alive people. And so we practice that. We always make time for, like, the center of our service is actually communion and the Lord's table, is remembering Christ and his sacrifice that he made for us. And so that's at the center of our service. And then we proclaim the gospel through teaching God's word. And that makes up the rest of our service. So 30 to 35 minutes of teaching, and then a benediction because what we're getting on Sunday morning isn't just for us to hold on to. It's for us to go out and give us what we need to be able to go and live in community and live in our world, because it speaks to all of it. We want to live all of our life for the glory of God.
So at Cedar Hills, in the same light, is there a template that the pastors follow that's pretty consistent from one service to the next? And same sort of, how does your church map out the balance between different parts of a church service?
Yeah, so we're very similar. We're about 60 minutes, and the first 15, 20 minutes, we have that time of singing and worship together, followed by a short prayer. It depends on when we have communion. We do that once a month, usually. And then we have a short talk, about 30 minutes. And oftentimes we'll have a video of just somebody's life story change, called My Stories, that just what's happening in the life of our church. And then kind of at the same time, we have our kids' ministries that are going for two of our different gathering times. So birth all the way through sixth grade that meet on a Sunday morning as well. And so they're experiencing kind of that same thing in the other side of our building. So,
well, great thought to segue off of, right? Because when we come back from break, we're going to talk about other opportunities that exist within your fellowship and your church community outside of just Sunday service. So let's go ahead and take a few minutes to hear a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be right back at 97.1 FM Radio, Talk Radio, KSPT.
Win a Can-Am from Kalispell Casino and RV Resort. Enter daily, free through March 25th. You could ride away on a Can-Am Outlander XT700. Use your Camus Rewards card every time you visit Kalispell Casino and Wetlands Restaurant for your chance to win the Quest for a Million from Northern Quest. Earn here, win there. Plus, free daily entry to win a Can-Am in March from Kalispell Casino and RV Resort. Offering the best entertainment in Ponderay County, just 20 minutes north of Newport.
Okay, does this happen to anybody else? You sit down with a juicy QPC, some McNuggets, and those golden fries from McDonald's. Then you take a long sip of your Sprite because you can still hear your mama saying, "Don't fill up on that drink before you eat your food." But you're grown now, so you do what you want.
Share and share alike with a 20-piece McNuggets from McDonald's for just $6. Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
When you're heating your home, you want clean, long-burning fuel. North Idaho Energy Logs are 100% compressed wood with absolutely no additives, delivering more heat and longer burn times without the mess of firewood. And if you burn pellets, you'll want North Idaho Energy's super premium pellets. Visit NorthIdahoEnergyLogs.com to find a dealer near you. Trusted for 40 years. Burn the best.
Spring at the co-op means seed potatoes and onion sets. Patty has Stuttgarter yellow and Ebenezer white onion sets due to arrive mid-March. Both are long day varieties suitable to our North Idaho growing season. We expect to have 6 varieties of seed potatoes this year, also arriving in mid-March, including the new Huckleberry Gold and Lasota Red varieties. Huckleberry Gold is prized for its low glycemic index. We have some soil amendments already in the parking lot, as well as peat moss, garden straw, and large bags of coarse perlite and vermiculite. And don't forget, we have plenty of garden tools, gloves, hats, hose repair items, and drip irrigation parts in stock now. It's all at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, 208-263-6820, and on the web at coopgasandsupply.com.
If you develop land, you know the frustration. The lot that won't perk. The soil that stops a good project in its tracks. Before you walk away, call EcoJohn. Our discharge-free wastewater evaporation systems can open up properties traditional septic systems can't handle, giving developers and investors a new path forward. No mound systems, no drain field, no sewer. More buildable lots, fewer surprises, better returns. Septic John by EcoJohn. Build where others can't. Visit SepticJohn.com or call EcoJohn today to learn more.
News Talk 97.1.
Pull me out of this grave so the skeletons can let go. Shoot me up to outer space. So
again, just a room full of gratitude. Couldn't be happier than to be joined once more with just some incredibly outstanding members of the Sandpoint community. So we're back here at 97.1 FM Talk Radio, and we've really just been trying to explore the spiritual space in Sandpoint. You know, I think that the world has turned us all into attention deficit disorder sufferers, you know, just so many screens and so many calls for our attention when there is very little in life that is truly time sensitive. Nothing is more important than the person sitting across the table from you in any given moment and giving full presence into that space. And we're going to talk about a couple ways that these churches create outreach within the community. But I want to start by maybe asking Mikkel, as you are, remind me of the age of your children.
My daughter Sierra is 15 and Axel is 10.
Okay, so a couple teens and preteens in the house. When do you find is... you know, how important do you feel it is to integrate into your children the habit of volunteering?
Ooh, I love that question. It's very alive in my son's education right now. He's homeschooling. We have a once-a-week co-op in which all of the parents have expressed a real desire to implement community service. So we've been to the senior center a few times to perform music. We went to the food bank before Thanksgiving. So And it's amazing to watch the kids enjoy those times much more than they think they will.
Sure.
Yeah. It's not about them.
And it's, you know, so many things, so many habits we have to build at a, and, you know, create at a young age for those to really be lifelong, lifelong practices. Is there a, Alyssa at Cedar Hills, is there an organized, volunteer system to where, you know, people can get involved and you've got different opportunities of reaching out and helping the community in that way?
Absolutely. We focus on that. We love that. I believe that in a time, we were just talking on the break a little bit about, you know, it's a divisive time right now. And unfortunately, I think that Christ followers, we kind of have a bad rap a little bit about, you know, being known for being against so many things. And so at Cedar Hills, we talk a lot about we want to be known for what we're for, you know, and just like Jesus was known for people. And we want to be known for that. And so that with that heart behind it, we are doing what we call a Serve Sandpoint Day. And I believe we have over 20 different nonprofit organizations that we're partnering with. And so in June, instead of doing our gatherings in the building, we are doing our gatherings out in the community. And we are, last time we did it, I think we had over 400 people serving at all these different projects. But it's just developing that heart of service, not just for the day, but what does it mean then to have that connection with those nonprofits moving forward so that our small groups and our life groups and everything can connect with those people in the future so that they can continue that partnership together and continue serving. And our students do the same thing. It's just something that in a very me-focused culture, we want to make sure that we are outward focused and letting our community know that we are for you.
Well, and you know, you mentioned, you touched on a little bit of kind of, again, that just that hyper nature of being divisive. And I kind of feel like, you know, 50% of the people are never going to convince the other 50% of the people that they're wrong. So instead of doing that, how do we start to look with compassion at the articulations and the argument of the other side so that we can find a place that exists? And when you say, at times, the church and people involved in Christian fellowships get a bad rap, you would find that that's almost kind of antithetical, because really it feels like the preachings and the tenets so much are from a place of non-judgment, right? So we're here to listen. We're here to offer alternatives. But at the same time, like, God's judgment is enough. You don't need my judgment. And I don't need to employ any judgment upon, because, again, that's already managed by a higher source, you know? Talk about, Kyle, tell me a little bit, you know, in the same regards, like when it comes to community outreach and things outside of just the Sunday service, where does North Summit find its niche?
Yeah, so we have our ministries within the church, obviously for, you know, different age groups of children's and youth and young adults and all of those different things. But we really encourage people that we want to be present in our community. Go out, find those organizations within there. So we have strategic partnerships with different ministries where we encourage our people to be a part of. So 7B Care Clinic, Helping Hands Healing Hearts, Freedom House, Idaho Families. We have a after-school program that we run on Tuesdays as a church and that's at the church. We have people in our, we're constantly saying, hey, find your place in the community where you can speak in there, where you can share your faith through action. By really bringing care and love and loving our neighbors as ourselves and looking for those opportunities to do that. And so we want to be a light to our community. We believe that we have the truth that sets people free, where they can truly find a way of life that is what they were meant for. And so we want to be in the midst having those conversations and caring for people in the way that Christ would want us to.
So now, Mikkel, as kind of like the matriarch of the family, and all things being equal, when you look at the construct of the Sunday church service, what are the elements that you look for in programs that are available to your family and your children outside of just service?
Well, to be honest, we currently attend most frequently North Summit because my daughter has been so drawn to the youth program on Wednesday nights.
Okay.
And that was her own finding, and she loves the community. We just this morning, my husband was going through her laundry and found a note in her pocket, and it was notes from a service she went to last Sunday. While we were away at a ski race, she stayed home, went to a service with a friend. This was actually a church service, and wrote notes down. And so that tells me she's tracking this, and nobody asked her to do that. It was for herself. And the same thing at the Wednesday night youth group. We're thinking of being abroad next year, and her condition is that she can come back for the youth retreat in October.
Okay.
And we're like, we can work with that. I mean, she is that invested.
Mom, you got to fly me back every Wednesday, though, so I can be with my youth group. Alyssa, is there any formal organized Bible study at your church?
Oh, yeah. We have lots of different studies. They are going all the time. Right now, I want to say we probably have over between 30 and 35 different groups that meet throughout the week.
And do they meet on campus, on the location, or is these, you know, house meetings?
Both.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have one night a week on Wednesday nights where we provide childcare for any group that wants to meet at Cedar Hills. And then we have other groups that meet throughout the week as well at Cedar Hills without the childcare. But then we have people who meet in their homes all the time too. So
what are the, you know, the electric bill has to be paid, and having amazing leaders, you know, you have to have resources for your family. How does your church finance its parish? Do you have membership fees? Is it all voluntary, like tithing and donations? How do you acquire resources for keeping your church running, Kyle?
It's all donation based. So those who are a part of the church community give towards the mission that they believe in. So we are constantly amazed at God's provision for what He has called us to do, and that is all because of the faithful giving of those who are a part of North Summit.
Same over at Cedar Hills.
100%. Yeah, we do have the donations as well, and just off healthy church metrics in general, it's recommended that churches spend 50 to 59% of their budget on staff salaries, for example. And so that we really try to be in that space, and we're at that lower end at 50%, and the rest are from ministries and outreach of what's going on so that we can reach our community.
Everything about this conversation has had a feel good to it, but why don't we go out with those real good feels and just, and we'll start with Mikkel, and we'll just work our way across the room. But, Mikkel, what is the most personally rewarding aspect of what you witness through your experience as a churchgoer?
I just feel such gratitude for this conversation. And I shared as we came in, we were one of those families that found ourselves looking to relocate in 2020. And the first time we came to Sandpoint, we felt drawn in like a magnet. And I remember being at the top of the little hill in Dover, and we met a lovely woman who was up there reading. And she just kind of read my mind. She said, "Do you feel it?" I said, "Yeah." The presence of God. And that was what was happening in the city. There was this division happening. There was fear or there was God. And so this conversation, as I mentioned, probably wouldn't have been happening in the town we lived in over there. Not to disparage it, but I just feel such gratitude and the presence of churches, the plethora of options, the normalcy of being a churchgoer or a faithful person, more importantly. You don't need to go to church to have faith.
Sure. Yeah.
That is just accepted and honored here. And for that, I'm so grateful.
Every once in a while, I'll have an experience in my workplace where when the day is over and I kind of get in my truck to drive home, I'll think, man, you turned that person's day around. And that, for me, that's my touchdown moment. That's me spiking the football going, you know, what is it for you, Kyle? Like, what is it that just absolutely uplifts you over the course of something you experience or see weekly or in any personal moment?
It's getting to be a part of people's stories as they find freedom in Christ, and watching how God begins to heal them from the inside out, whether that's learning to forgive or receive that forgiveness for themselves, marriages being healed, relationships getting restored, but that finding the freedom that comes through the forgiveness of our sins through Jesus Christ, that is what it's all about.
Alyssa, in the last couple weeks or couple months, has there been any moment that stands out to you that just brought to you an overwhelming emotion beyond words?
Yeah, I think that, you know, just being in, we have a First Steps group that meets once a month just for our newer people who are attending. And just sitting around in that circle and listening to, Kyle, kind of what you're saying, you know, people experiencing Jesus for the first time and the chains that have been wrapped around them their entire life. Because I feel like we all have this God-sized hole in our heart, and we spend a lifetime trying to figure out how to fill it, you know? And all of a sudden, when that gets filled, it's to watch this light switch come on, and everything that always mattered that was such a huge priority in life before, all of a sudden, it's like those things just slough away, and the things that really matter come to the forefront.
Again, just feel so amazingly blessed to be with such incredible people who are on that front line, working our way towards spreading joy and compassion and community within our Sandpoint community. So a big thank you to Mikkel Myers, to Pastor Kyle Bostich, and Pastor Alyssa McLaughlin. This has been Right in the Middle of It with Toshi on 97.1 FM Talk Radio, KSPT.